Hello, you're listening to 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio.
WMFO in Medford.
And we're Meg.
And Ella.
And this is a really special limited edition episode of Kismet. Today, what we're doing is we're talking about different feuds from artists we love, and we're playing what basically the format. We're going to play a song from each of them, explain kind of the beef, the story, and we're going to tell you how we feel and whose side we're on. So stay tuned for that. The song you just heard was A Knock at the Door by Ethel Cain, and we're going to tell you about her beef with Lana Del Rey.
But riveting first, stuff. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Guitar.
Guitar who?
Guitar coats, because it's cold outside. Guys, whoa, it's so cold today.
That was a good one. But the surprises keep coming. So not just...
We have a really big surprise for you guys.
So if you're not caught up with the Kismet lore, we kind of have beef with another duo radio show of Californians, PCH.
Yep.
I just turned your mic on, but we have... Our lovely friends. How did I just...
we're already throwing chaos into
the
format.
You want to introduce yourselves?
You go.
I'm David McNamara from Sherman Oaks.
And I'm Mason Hill from Burbank.
Wait, Burbank?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I went to school in Burbank.
Wait,
anyway.
Really?
Where? So that was so perfect.
That's
that
so
was our little introductions. I'm cutting them off so I can talk now. But so that was A Knock at the Door by Ethel Cain. And she recently got into some hot water over the summer with Lana Del Rey, who dropped this song called All About Ethel, like on Instagram, teasing it for her new album. And I'm going to play that one, and then I'll go into more depth. So that's just a little snippet of the song that she posted. And basically, she says the lines, Ethel Cain hated my Instagram post, thinks it's cute recreating my Chicago pose. And where this beef stems from, which I think a lot of beefs unfortunately stem from, is they're both fighting over a man, unfortunately. Ethel and Lana, they dated the same guy, Jack Donahue. And Ethel and Lana have been compared in the past, so that's where a lot of, like, I think the feud stems from.
But then it, like, it really started when, oh my God, Ethel, like, posted a gif of Peter Griffin on Twitter with Lana lyrics, and
Lana thought she was being body shamed. Like, Ethel was saying, oh, you're built like Peter Griffin, which was not what was happening. But, so that was what Ethel and Lana had beef with. Ethel kind of didn't really do anything. Lana just came swinging, I think,
like, yeah,
out of jealousy.
And then Claro got involved.
It was a whole mess. But so that's kind of the backstory. And now we're going to play Get Free by Lana Del Rey so you can hear a full Lana song that isn't, like, just a demo. All right, Kismet fans, we are having an issue with the air, but we're going to turn on automation while we try and fix it. So you guys just stay tuned and enjoy the Indigo D'Souza it's probably going to play, because that's the only thing they play on automation.
Wait, I'm dead.
We would have never thought to do that.
Yeah. How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a...
Latex buds, slap so hard, PVC, I get so hard, platform shoes, kick so hard, but it's just so hard.
Leatherette,
slap so hard, PVC, I get so hard, platform. shoes, kick so hard. Braba doll, bang so hard. Catered boob, kick so hard. Silicone, squeeze so hard. Ponytail, yak so hard. Do I make you proud? I tried so hard. Braba doll, bang so hard. BBC, I get so hard. Latex gloves, slap so hard. But it's just so hard.
Ignore that earlier. We think Lana Del Rey started haunting our studio, which I wouldn't put it past her. You know, she's a little messy. But that was Get Free by Lana Del Rey on Lust for Life.
I've been singing Ethel Kane Hated My Instagram Post all morning.
Help.
And something about the Waffle House and a picture with some boy. But how can a melody and instruments and background vocals...
She's reading a Nicki Minaj tweet right now about the situation. Context.
And the mixing be so good that I'm walking around all day talking about a person named Ethel, who I do not know, hating an Instagram post I never even posted. help me. I'm sure Ethel is a nice person. Hums the melody again and drifts off into
this somber state while looking off into the horizon. We have a bit of a chaotic episode for you guys, listeners at home. But yeah, so here's our time for us to talk about whose side we're on.
Okay.
So let's divert it to David and Mason. Who do you think is in the right?
You go first.
Well, this is a lot of pressure, guys. You know, I have an expectation to perform, given that we're special guests here. We have to prove our worth. Really proving the worth of our whole gender, I feel.
Oh my God!
yes.
And with that in mind, I'm going to have to say, given the quality of the music and the quality of the YouTube channel, if you haven't tapped in, it's time. This is going to Hayden Silas and Hedonia, aka Ethel Cain.
Yeah, so we agree. We think Ethel Cain's in the right here. We think Lana was just picking a fight. She was bored.
She's
kind of punching down. But yeah, so the next song we're going to explain in the next beef we're going to explain is Charlie XCX versus FKA Twigs. So here's Von Dutch, but we have the remix version.
Slot that
in.
I'm just living that life. Fun Dutch cult classic, but I still pop every time my track drops. You're jealous. I'm just living that life while you're sitting in your dad's basement. Bet you're disappointed that I'm shining. I'm just living that life. Fun Dutch cult classic, but I still pop. Pack the LV cases, watch me do a little globe trot. Got a lot to say about my debut, about my cost and revenue. I guess it makes sense, 'cause I'm just living that life. Just to look at my pics, my tight dress and red lips. I know you want it, I'm just living that life. Linked with Addison on Melrose. Bought some cute clothes and wrote this in the studio, 'cause I'm just living that life. Fun Dutch cult classic, but I still pop. Always give me more views, it's kinda like a day job. Got a lot to say about my debut. About all of the things I do, I guess it makes sense, 'cause I'm just living that life. I'm just living that life. I'm just living that life.
That was Von Dutch, the A.G. Cook remix. And basically the beef is we're talking two queens, FKA Twigs and Charlie XCX. And they were friendly before. But once Charlie tweeted, and I think this is a little childish. Obviously, I'm going to defend Charlie, but she tweets.
She's messy.
She's a little messy. Yes, this is a subtweet. Don't ever be fake to me ever again at a party / in the street / whenever I see you. I know what you say. So she was dramatic, like posting about that. And what people connected the dots was she was at a party with FKA Twigs, who's amazing artist, and they unfollow each other after this subtweet. And similarly to Lana and Ethel, I think it's just about a guy again, unfortunately, because Twigs.
Can we not say his name? Like, he's literally center of like everything like bad that happens in music.
Okay, so Twigs was dating the lead singer of the 1975, and Charlie's married to the drummer, George Daniels. So after they broke up, like, there was kind of beef because she was still friends with her husband's like bandmate, and Twigs was like detached from it. Anyway, that's kind of the basics of the situation, but Von Dutch is theorized to be about Twigs because of some of the shadier lyrics. So that's Von Dutch, and the next song we're going to play is Perfectly by FKA Twigs, so you get to hear what she sounds like. Alright, that was Perfectly by FKA Twigs. So basically where we're at right now is FKA Twigs, Charlie aren't talking, but they are working on a soundtrack together. The movie Mother Mary starring Anne Hathaway. They're working together, so maybe it'll be like a Lord situation and they'll work it out on the remix. But Pacific Coast Highway, what do you think? Who do you think's in the right here? Who do you like
more? I'm going to take the side of Charlie XCX.
Thank you.
Purely because I like her music more.
Mm-hmm. David actually is contrarian.
David's annoying.
I actually don't think it's crazy. I feel like they're both like so like stars in their own right. And it's sad that they don't like each other.
Charlie didn't make Magdalene. I'm going to leave it at that.
But Twigs didn't make How I'm Feeling Now.
Yeah.
So, or Brett.
Anyway, yeah. But so they're both great artists, and we hope that they work it out. I don't think like their beef was anything that serious. I think it kind of just blew up out of nowhere.
It's always him.
It's always a man, sorry.
It's always Maddie Healy.
It's always, oh my gosh. But yeah, so the next one we're going to talk about, this one's a little crazy, but we're talking about Kalayla and Caroline Polachek's beef. So first we're going to start out with Contact by Kalayla off of her album Raven, and then we'll explain the situation. That was Contact by Kalayla. So the story behind the Caroline Kalayla beef, and this is in a different direction because it's not about a man, but basically, so Kalayla, Caroline, and also Blood Orange and Solange were all in this Calvin Klein ad together because they were all kind of popping off at the same time in 2018. So they knew each other. And then Caroline, when the Kanye album with Violent Crimes came out, Caroline was trying to hype it up, so she posted a lyric that did include a racial slur and that Caroline could not at all say or reclaim or anything. So Kalayla screenshots the thing she posted and then is like, calls her out, goes on this Instagram story, like, four slide, like rant, and is like, we were in an ad together, like, you're crazy for all of this. And since Caroline's, like, apologized, but it definitely has led, like, left yeah. a bad taste in some people's mouths over the situation. But we're going to play a Caroline Polachek song. Right now, they're in the back. The two guys in the back, they're laughing at us. But anyway, we're going to play Sunset by Caroline Polachek, and you can just listen for yourself.
These days I wear my body like an uninvited guest. I turn it right and right and right instead of turning left. The boy of patience is a magic kind of medicine. Into your arms again. So no regrets, 'cause you're my sunset, fiery red, forever fearless, and in your arms a warm horizon. Don't look back, let's ride away, let's ride away. So many stories we were told about a safety net. But when I look for it, it's just a hand that's holding mine. I'm wearing black to mourn the sudden loss of innocence. And that's alright because it hides the dirt and hides the wine. So no regrets, 'cause you're my sunset, fiery red, forever fearless, and in your arms a warm horizon. Don't look back, let's ride.
That was Sunset by Caroline Polachek. Obviously, I'm taking Kalila's side on this.
Yeah, what about you guys?
Yeah, not really
I mean, we have to, right?
Yeah, I feel like...
I got Caroline Polachek.
No!
Oh, dear.
Okay. Cut it out.
Okay, so that's that one. That's the Caroline. And there's still yeah. people joke about this to the same day because a lot of people like them. There's a big overlap
friends,
in their fans.
They're friends again now, probably.
They kind of made up. I don't know. But so that's that situation.
So it's a transition...
Speaking of the Calvin Klein ad that they were in, we mentioned the name Blood Orange and Solange. So Ella will take this away.
So they actually also have been beefing, something I found out like 2 days ago. I think the story, I looked it up on Reddit.
Oh, we're official on Kismet.
Yeah. I think it was something like Blood Orange, like accused Solange of not crediting him
yes,
for a
because
lot of songs.
Solange's like biggest song, Losing You, which is a great song
yeah.
he wrote and like produced and all of that. And they were close partners, like working together, like artistically. But then there was kind of that issue with credit that came up. So, but they've since made up. And what we're going to play, we're not going to play a Blood Orange song because we're short for time, but we're going to play a Solange cover of the Blood Orange song, Bad Girls.
Let's see.
Thank you.
This is Bad Girls by Solange. It's her cover of the Blood Orange song. And Ella and I were talking. We kind of feel like there's no right or wrong in this beef.
Well, obviously, you should credit people.
You should credit people.
So I'm going to go with Blood Orange.
I guess, yeah. But they made up and they're friends and they're working it out. So I think that's the, best result out of all of these little, pop star skirmishes. So we're going to read a super quick PSA because we're halfway through, and then we're going to hand it over to Pacific Coast Highway to introduce their two songs and their beef that they chose for the week. So my 10-second PSA. Chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for latest on diagnosis and treatment. All right, I'm going to hand it over to you guys.
Disappointed that they wouldn't let me do the PCH thing of doing a stupid accent during the PSA reading.
I'm not
reading.
Disappointed. I don't want you to do that.
This is where we disagree. Speaking of strong disagreements.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Boom.
It's interesting. This isn't between artists or bands. It's between members of a band.
So if you know anything about Fleetwood Mac.
Famous.
Aside from the fact that they made some of the greatest music of the 20th century.
Confidently wrong.
They were big in the 1860s.
They were big in the 1860s. Them and Beethoven, moving different. It's that they all hated each other very much.
Yeah.
Except for Mac Fleetwood, who was chilling. He was the drummer.
But mainly it was
Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. They made a lot of great songs about how much they hated each other.
Wait, I thought they were a situationship.
They were a situationship. They were the most hateful and extended situationship maybe of all time.
Wow.
And
in
honor of that situationship, this next song is called The Chain.
No, it's not.
No?
Are you sure?
We're playing The Chain right now. Okay.
Really?
was the chain.
Yes, and in the spirit of beefs, that was David's favorite Fleetwood Mac song, and we're transitioning to my favorite Fleetwood Mac song. I guess we'll let you guys decide which one's better. Next up will be I Don't Wanna Know by Fleetwood Mac.
Feuding in here.
Can we
but
air that out?
No, we're not going to air it out.
The feud between Kissman and PCH is unfortunately back.
But anyway, so Fleetwood Mac, I don't even know whose side to take. I think this was just craziness and beautiful music
from both
parties. A lot
of drug abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was, the Rumors was recorded, like a lot of it was recorded in a studio in Sausalito, which is by where I live. I think my dad told me that, so if it's wrong, that's not on me. All right, our next beef, I think, is the most random one of the mix, like the most random combination. But it's the beef between Black Midi, more specifically Jordy Greep, and Japanese Breakfast. So we're going to start with a Black Midi song, Near Detroit, Michigan, and then I'll tell you what they got up to.
Alone.
What's in the water? Who in the water? And I see you.
That was Near Detroit, Michigan by Black Midi. And now Ella and I are going to read out the Twitter exchange that Jordy Greep from Black Midi had. So Ella can be Japanese breakfast and I'll be Jordy Greep. Okay, so Ella, you start here.
Revolver is the tusk of Beatles albums. Anyone who claims it's their best is an unfeeling snob that's kidding themselves.
So she was having a hot take on Twitter. So then Jordy responded, fair play, but she is wrong. Why does this sort of thing have to devolve into put downs and reductiveness? She's talking about two masterpieces. Who cares if they are better than or worse than other obvious masterpieces? They are just brilliant, just in different ways.
And then Japanese Breakfast responds with, aren't you supposed to be interesting?
And then, which is just so dramatic, like, okay. But then Greep responds, bit of a random par, lol. Oh well, no beef. I am all about love. Best wishes to you and all America. Happy hashtag Monday, hashtag cheers. And then he attaches himself with like a selfie with Lewis from Black Country New Road.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, that was Mason's first time hearing about that.
Yeah. And so, that's awesome.
Any immediate thoughts?
It kind of sounds like, you know, those like Twitter like beefs you'll see on your homepage that'll just be engagement farming. So
yes.
That's what that sounds
so
like.
So Japanese, so
what
I feel.
What was the incident in your WMFO studio C?
Yes. Anyway, I think I'm kind of definitely team Jordy on this one.
Me too.
He handled it like a champ. I agree with him just spreading positivity.
Happy
but
hashtag.
I do like a lot of Japanese breakfast songs. So.
I'm going with Japanese breakfast.
Okay.
Shout
you're
out
gonna
my
hear,
creepers.
You're yep. going to hear a Japanese breakfast song, Slide Tackle.
Somewhere.
that was Slide Tackle by Japanese Breakfast. The last beef we're going to talk about today, thank you everyone for tuning in, is the really confusing esoteric beef between Jane Remover, our girl, and Two Hollis.
Sometimes our guy.
Sometimes. We were talking about it. We have ambivalent thoughts on Two Hollis. But basically...
I really, really do like his music. And I was like, I've been a fan of him, I would say. But I don't know. I feel like, oh my god, not to be like all like new gen. But I feel like it's like a lot different now. And like all the stuff that like came out about his concerts, it was kind of just like a lot to like listen to him.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so basically the root of the beef is mostly like this one kind of was just fans fighting with each other.
Yeah.
But there was, Jane claimed, so there was like this song that was unreleased that Two Hollis said he produced. And Jane, I don't know why she had the authority to do that, but she's like, no way Two Hollis did this. And they kind of fought over that. And Jane went on a podcast and she's like, sorry, no hate to Two Hollis, but like, he's just more minimalist. I wouldn't expect him to make something like that. It was just like some silly nonsense. But we're just taking any opportunity we can to play Jane Remover.
Exactly.
So this is Idling Somewhere by Jane Remover. That was Idling Somewhere by Jane Remover. We're going to close it out now. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, hosted by Megan Ella for Kismet, featuring...
David and Mason for PCH.
Yes.
And I'm talking too.
Some closing remarks are, Ella and I just found out today, we're going to have the same time slot this spring. So any regular Kismet listeners, we're going to still be at 8 p.m. EST. So that's exciting.
On Saturdays.
So we hope you keep tuning in. I know this is a bit of a chaotic, fun episode, but I hope you guys enjoyed. And we're going to close out with a Two Hollis song. All right. Have a great night.
We were kids back then, and I know you wish we never did what we did, but oh well. I guess you live and learn. I'm counting pennies, going to the city. It's good fun, but it sure ain't pretty. We know. We know how to fall. But I'm going up stay for a few days, and you should come, but don't be late. Your face, I know I shouldn't, but can I stay? We can do the cliche. I'll buy a bouquet, sit down at cafes, make out in the rain. It might not ever be the same, but I'm down for the game. I'm down for the game. We can do the cliche. I'll buy a bouquet.